we got to go down to do something to eat, but I'm trying to tell you about the spirit of the living God. Jesus, my heavenly brother, was at his lowest of lowest and still be saved. You don't hear me? He had fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. But the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came and strengthened him. Can you imagine that? If I fast 3 days, I'm going to be out weak. But I fast 1 day, but not 40 days. Jesus, the Son of the living God. In y'all. In y'all. You hear me? In y'all, right? The Bible says, Satan left him for a season. But after that, he went down to gather me and every soul. There were sick folks. There were sick folks down there needed a doctor. And Jesus came, but he didn't call himself no doctor. He was a prophet. But he came and set the captives free. John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 11 began to send his disciples and say, go see, is that the one? And he told him to go tell John, the blind, I open the blind eyes, I make the lame to walk, I make the open not only eyes, but I fail. Don't tell him what with you went out to see. Are we shaking with the wind? Ain't y'all all right? Ain't y'all all right? I said, ain't y'all all right? You gotta hear me. The Bible says when praises goes up, when praises goes up,
we hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are both on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program is open every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from missionary Susan Carey and Sister Michelle Dodson. Following these selections will be an uplifting Mother's Day sermon from Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Love is free. husband arranged this, rearranged this song.
May be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 There are other scriptures, amen, that I will mention. Amen. And the Proverbs, they said, listen, my child, to what my father teaches you. Don't neglect your mother's teaching. What you learn, amen, from them will crown you with grace and clothe you with amen. And then John says, amen, when Jesus saw his mother there and disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, dear woman, there's your son. And he said to the disciples, there's your mother. Amen. And from that time on, amen, this disciple took Mary, his mother, into his home. Y'all gonna pray for me for about 15 minutes? Amen. If you don't pray for me about 15 minutes, I might be here an hour. All right. Get with me. Amen. There are so-called mothers and there are real mothers. Also, there are women who have babies, amen, who are not mothers. Then the question come to us, amen, who is a mother? Who would fall into that category of being a mother? I'm glad you asked. A mother is one who cares for her child. That's not just somebody that dropped a baby, and I'm not being ugly. Amen. All right. Don't nobody point your finger at me. Amen. Amen. She's one that will give her life for her child. A mother will teach her children to have good manners. I should have got an amen on that one. She would teach them their prayers. Amen. As I grew up, amen, you had to learn Our Father prayer. Amen. And I'm not just talking about my mother, Mary. I'm talking about all the women. You had a baby, amen, praise the Lord. I don't care whose house you were in. There was always somebody there. And you say good night. Say, what you supposed to do? Say your prayers. That's right. Say your prayers. Amen, praise the Lord. I want you to know that I had a real mother, Murtis Smith Johnson. Amen. And she was the epitome of motherhood. Amen. And we had all kind of respect for her. My dad was a national evangelist, and he was on the road a lot, amen? So we had to lean and depend on mother, amen? Mother to cook, mother, amen, to find the food, amen, for us to eat, because sometimes the cupboard was bare. Yes. But some way, somehow, she would always be able to gather enough food, amen, for us to eat. And Deanne can cook, but I think Mert got a little edge on her. Amen. And she cooked them collard greens, honey, and it'd be so good. And that cornbread would just stand up, Lord help us. Amen, amen. And if she found, amen, a piece of meat, amen, praise the Lord, she knew how to divide it up so that all of us, amen, would get a piece. Amen, we, the boys and girls, there was 9 of us, I'm the oldest. Amen. We were checked behind the ears. We would check, amen, to see what clothes we were wearing before we left the house, especially if we were going to school. Our clothes was in place on our bodies. No sagging pants. Shirt tail was in, and shoes were shine. Now, when I said it was shine, amen, there was no excuse because my daddy made a living shining shoes. So we had to learn how to shine them too. So there's no way daddy's shoes is going to be shining and I was going to have mud on them. Amen. The girl's hair was in place. No wrinkles in her clothing. And all buttons was buttoned. I got one. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. One day I was sitting by a lady and she observed a young lady in a short stretch dress. And she said, I would not have been allowed out the house in that dress, amen, that she has on. Because when she sit down, that dress is coming up. And I said to her, ma'am, we live in a different era. most mothers don't seem to have much of a say in what their children wear these days. I said it's just as important for the girls to have their dresses down as it is for the boys to have their pants up. I told y'all, you better get me some prayer. If you don't, I'm gonna preach. Sometimes you just can't get your children to make all of the decisions when it comes to dress and other issues. It is nothing wrong with a young man or young woman coming out and saying, how do I look? Amen. You see, I didn't have but one suit. Hello, boys. So I had to make sure that I looked good in that light blue with the chalk stripe down. Amen. And them shoes were shining, man. I almost had to have some shades on them, man, because they were, amen. I had put that real strong on it like my daddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, amen. And then I get that shoe dressing and go around, amen, the end of it, amen, and the heels of those shoes. I know my shoes were looking good. Standing tall, amen, praise the Lord. And my mother taught me how to iron, amen, praise the Lord. There better not be no cat face on that white shirt I was wearing. Amen, praise the Lord. And that tie better be in the right place. I ain't gonna get no help here. Amen, that tie had to be in a good place. Amen, and when I stepped out, I didn't have to ask mother if I looked good. She said, Reese. I said, yes, ma'am. That looked good on you. Thank you, ma'am. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can go to church now. I'll be stepping high. Hello, somebody. Amen. It was the same with the girls. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every now and then, they would go, amen, to the style shop. Amen. Praise the Lord. And pick up something that was really nice. And you better believe they were going to strut their stuff when they came into the church. Amen, praise the Lord. I got in trouble, amen, praise the Lord, in 1956, when I brought Mother Judy from North Carolina to Leesville, and she was walking through the style shop, and amen, praise the Lord, and there was a beautiful hat, amen, praise the Lord, with all flowers on it, kind of like Mother Hayes' dress she have over there. Amen, praise the Lord, and she put that hat on her head, and she looked in the mirror. She put that hat on her head and she looked in the mirror. And she just kept playing with that hat. And mother came over there and said, Judy, you like that hat? She said, I like it, Mother Judy. She said, well, I'm going to tell Maurice to buy it for you. Amen. She came over there and told me, Judy want you to pay for that hat. Maurice almost cried. The hat costs $15, y'all. Amen. Now, that was in 1956. That was a lot of money, and we was on vacation. Amen. But Maurice had to pay for that hat because, oh, look, not only merch, amen, the style shop, amen, praise the Lord, were loaded with women, elderly women, amen. And one of them heard me say, amen, that's too much for that hat. And she came over there and scolded me and said, Maurice, if Judy want that hat, you better buy it for her. How many of y'all know I bought the hat? Amen. Amen. Thank God. A real mother will tell you the truth. Amen. I'm halfway there. Solomon was really a man of great wisdom. He was known for his decision making. Amen. Around the world, amen, at that time, because, amen, he was so smart, there were people that came from far and near, amen, just to see and to find out who in the world is this man named Solomon. Amen. Where did he get the wisdom, amen, praise the Lord? Where, amen, did he get the learning? I don't know. Amen, praise the Lord. So here's a little story. I'm fixing to wind it up. Amen. That happened. Two women who were harlots. Y'all know what a harlot is, right? Amen. And both of them had babies around the same time. Amen, praise the Lord. And they stayed in the same house and were really, I think, sleeping in the same bed, really close to one another. One of the mothers, say, amen, praise the Lord, just happened to roll over that night, amen, praise the Lord, and fell over on her baby, and the baby died. She got up, took her dead baby over to the other woman's bed, amen, and took the other woman's baby and put it in her bed. Look out now, amen, praise the Lord. The next morning, amen, the mother, amen, with the live baby, amen, her baby, she looked and saw that the baby in bed with her was dead, was not breathing, amen. But she knew that that was not her baby, amen. Mothers know their babies. I got one amen from a man. I said, mothers know their baby. I don't care if you put 10 of them, amen, praise the Lord, in a pen, you could pick out your baby, because your baby is different from them other 9 that's in that bed. Lord, help me here. Amen, praise the Lord. So she checked with the other mother and told her, I got the wrong baby, baby. Amen. The woman, she protested, said, no. Amen. You got the right baby. Amen. I got my baby. Your baby is dead. And she said, I know my baby. Amen. They had to go to court. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they stood before the king. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't get nothing out of these two women. So I tell you what, amen, bring me that sword, amen, lay the baby out there, amen, praise the Lord, and I want you to cut the baby in half, and I want you to give half to this mother, and I want you to give half to this other woman, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, my God, amen, praise the Lord, and when this was about to proceed, amen, praise the Lord, the real mother shouted, no! No, my Lord. Amen. Don't do that. I'd rather you give the baby to the other woman. Give it to her. Don't take the baby's life. Solomon knew she was a real mother. I told you. Amen. A real mother know how to love. A real mother know her own child. Amen, praise the Lord. So Solomon knew this, and he said, give the baby to the real mother. The real mother will take care of the baby. The real baby will change them diapers. Lord, help me here. The real baby, amen, will make, amen, some milk. Amen, praise the Lord. The real baby, amen, know how to read, how to breastfeed a child. That's what a real mother can do. Amen, praise the Lord. So we thank God for a real mother. I'm almost through. Amen, praise the Lord. We're coming to the end of the message. And Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, amen, praise the Lord, he had done his work. He's almost at the brink of going to the cross. Amen, he has suffered, amen, in the wilderness. He had been baptized in the water, as our Sunday school lesson said today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ, amen, had been challenged by Satan. Amen. He had fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. And now he's being challenged because the devil, amen, want to see just how strong he can be. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he tempted Jesus Christ in so many ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ passed the test of all the things that the devil tempted him on. Amen, praise the Lord. And now we move on, amen, praise the Lord. And hallelujah, went to a dinner with his disciples, sit by them, amen, and they broke bread together. He said, I'm going to leave you soon. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, they have to eat the bread. He got up, got a piece of scarf, went and got a pail of water, washed their feet. Yes, he did. It wasn't long before he was taken out across the bridge.
Hallelujah. Somebody said he was not the right man. Hallelujah. He had to go to jail. We see him on trial. After the trial, we see him in the court. We see Jesus Christ being taken by the Roman soldier. We see Jesus Christ led to Calvary's cross. We see Jesus Christ walking down Golgotha with a cross on his shoulder. We see Jesus Christ hanging up on the cross. Looked down, saw his mother. Hallelujah. Son standing by. Jesus got to go. My time is up. I got to go. I must die so you can live. I must die so you can be forgiven. I must die that your sins be taken away. Can I get a witness? I say I must die in order for your sins to be taken away.